The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Joel Osteen talks with us about how to develop the new attitude you'll need in order to take your life to the next level. Enjoy.
I want to talk to you today about a fresh new attitude. Studies show that your attitude can have a greater impact on your success than your IQ. You can be extremely talented, have incredible potential, but if you don't have the right attitude, it will keep you from rising higher. And we spend all kinds of time and money making sure the outside looks good. Eating right, working out, wearing the latest fashions. And that's all fine, but too often, we're not spending any time on the inside. Nice clothes won't cover up a bad attitude. A pretty face, perfect makeup won't hide being bitter on the inside. In high school, this new girl moved into town and she was very beautiful, very attractive. And I was shy, never had the nerve to talk to her. But our senior year, we had a class together. The seating was assigned. It just so happened I was sitting right next to her. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven. And the first time I sat by her, I turned, just being friendly, and said, "Hello," nothing more. She looked at me like I had just insulted her, like she was totally offended. She looked away and never said a word to me the whole semester. She was beautiful on the outside, but can I tell you, she was ugly on the inside. I never saw her the same way. A bad attitude makes you unattractive. It overrides what's on the outside. It's important to look good, to develop your skills, to get an education, but it's even more important to keep a good attitude. Nobody wants to be around a sour, critical, condescending person. Kindness, being good to people, being pleasant to be around. When you're kind, you draw people to you. When you're good-natured, friendly, opportunity will come your way. People want to do business with people that they like. When we're hiring someone, their resume tells us what they can do, what their skills are, but we always meet with them to see what their attitude is. Are they positive? Are they friendly, kind, considerate? We can find someone else with the same skills. The real question is, do they have the attitude that's going to take us higher? They may be gifted, but a negative attitude will pull the team down. Your attitude is going to determine your altitude. It will determine how high or how low you go. "Well, Joel, I've always been kind of negative, critical, condescending. That's just who I am." No, that's who you're choosing to be. That's not who you are. That may be how you were raised. That's what you saw growing up. But that's not how you have to stay. Try being kind, friendly, good-natured. You'll not only enjoy life more, but you'll go further. On an airplane, there's an instrument called an attitude indicator. It shows how level the plane is on the horizon. And if the pilot wants to ascend, he tilts the plane nose high. If he wants to descend, he tilts it nose down. It's the same principle in life. If you have a nose high attitude, if you're positive, you see the best, you're kind to people, you have a smile, because you're nose high, you're going to continue to rise higher. You're going to see God's blessings and favor. But if you're sour, hard to get along with, you don't want to go to work, bitter over disappointments, because you have a nose down attitude, your life is going to go that direction. And sometimes we're discouraged over what we brought on ourselves. It's not the enemy, it's our attitude. The good news is, all you have to do is make an attitude adjustment. It's not complicated. You can't change other people. You can't change how you were raised. A lot in life we can't control. But one thing we can all control is our attitude. Am I going to live this day negative, sour, seeing the wrong, chip on my shoulder? Or am I going to live it in faith, positive, hopeful, seeing the best, being good to people? This is a choice that we have to make every day. If you're going to have a good attitude, you have to do it on purpose, because there will be all kinds of negative things that try to creep in. Bitterness, discouragement, self-pity. If you're not proactive, if you don't choose the right attitude, then the wrong attitude will show up. When a pilot makes a small tweak, the plane can be level, but when he tilts it just a little nose high, in a half an hour, the plane will have climbed thousands of feet in the air. And I wonder what would happen in your life if you would make a small tweak. Instead of going to work sour, dreading the day, feeling unappreciated, you would show up with a smile, grateful to have the job. What would happen in your marriage, your relationships, if you'd make a small attitude adjustment? Instead of being contentious, hard to get along with, you'd start being friendly, loving, respectful. Instead of saying harsh, critical words, you'd start giving compliments, telling your spouse how much you love them, how blessed you are to have them in your life. Just a small adjustment, getting your attitude a little higher, watch those relationships begin to improve.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.